It's our 15th anniversary. I was there the first Sunday. It was February 13th of 2005. It was exciting. It was scary. It was new. There was definitely a sweet spirit. And although Pastor Randy was a nervous wreck, no one was going to show up. There were probably 300 people that attended that first Sunday.
Our first Sunday was in 2007, and I was hugely pregnant with our twins. We walked through the doors, and one of our ushers, who's still with us today, Carrie Walker, saw me come rolling through and stopped me and said, "Oh my goodness, can I pray over your babies?" And I said, "Absolutely." And that for me was really the moment that I thought, we're home.
I remember the first service I came was, I believe they were having a Christmas show, and I sat in the mezzanine, and I'm an arts person, and Mark Eric is jamming out on his guitar, and I was just crying, seeing all the arts and all the kids and the singing and the lights, and it's just, I knew this was for me.
Pastor Randy's vision didn't stop there. He had a passion to link arms with faith leaders across the area and bring us all together for a citywide experience to honor Jesus. The first Good Friday service was held in 2010, and for 10 years grew to over 300 churches, filling the Irwin Center to lift up the cross.
Creativity and the arts are a foundational passion of Life Family. So in 2015, we built an amphitheater. We've hosted incredible concerts, fall festivals, community fundraisers. My favorite event was The Thorn, a production that showed the death and resurrection of Christ. It felt so authentic experiencing it outdoors under the Texas sky.
It was the continuing generosity of Life Family that made the Life Austin Chapel a reality in 2017.
During the building process, verses were written on the slab and heirloom Bibles were placed at every door.
I was just a little sixth grader in 2005 when my parents made the decision that we would make this church our home. I started playing guitar and leading worship right here in Life Students. Being a part of a church for so long is incredible because you get to just have relationships that are so deep.
We are a church that's going to value the next generation, and having a son who is 15 months to know that he is going to be planted in a church family that's going to love him and really raise him up in the leadership and the purpose and who God's called him to be, that's exciting.
Yeah, it didn't take long as we began to grow and expand as a church. We realized we needed more room for more people.
Life Austin Downtown launched in 2016 at the 310 Live venue at Austin City Limits.
Yeah, and one of my favorite things about our campus is that the doors open right into the streets of Austin, Texas, in the heart of our city, where people can hear the hope of Jesus.
Life Farmer Falls campus opened in 2017 and has become a thriving congregation serving a community that we actually used to vacation in.
We were so thrilled to launch the Life Dripping Springs campus last year in this booming community that we love and have come to call home.
As my kids have grown up and as they've gotten married, they've moved to different parts of the Austin area. And what's so awesome is they all attend a Life Family Church. I'm so grateful to that because no matter where they are, they can still see it and still be a part of it.
Today, we reflect on God's faithfulness over the last 15 years, and we look ahead to what He has in store.
Everything we've been through over the last 15 years has made us a generation together.
We've watched babies dedicated here grow to become teenagers.
We've had to say goodbye to some cherished loved ones that we know we're going to meet again on the other side.
We look back and reflect on all of God's goodness and His faithfulness and what He's done. But yet there's something inside of us that we're reaching towards the future.
I can't wait to see what the next 15 years holds.
God's got great things in store.
The best is yet to
come. The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come.
And the best,
the best,
the best,
the best.
Mis queridos amigos, lo mejor te espera.
The best is
yet to come.
Is yet to come.
Is yet to come.
Is yet to come.
Our best days are still to come.
15 years, 15 fabulous years, and I can't wait for the future. The best is yet to come. Let's give the Lord praise for His goodness to us. 15 years. Not to us, Lord, but to Your name be all the glory and honor forever and ever. Well, it was 15 years ago when we began with about 80 people in Westlake High School, and we were so nervous. I didn't sleep the night before. I got up at 4 a.m. and went to Waffle House and just sat there, and there was a slightly inebriated man that sat across from me, and we just had a conversation. It was raining and cold, and I said, "Lord, why is it raining on our first launch Sunday?" And he said, "Because I'm going to make it rain, the rain of the Spirit." And he has for 15 years. About 5 years after we started in Westlake High School, we bought property out at Southwest Austin, 53 acres. I used to come out here and walk this. It was just cactus and cows, coyotes, and I would pray. And I put a great big sign up on the highway that said, "Coming soon, Dream City, a place where dreamers gather." I thought, well, I'll get a conversation going. Did I ever? I was at a prayer meeting with pastors, and we were talking, and afterward the pastor said, "Do you want to go with us after the prayer meeting? We're going to go pray against an ungodly development that is coming into Austin." I said, "Why, sure, I'll go. What's the problem?" He said, "It's a nudist colony." I said, "In Austin, Texas?" He said, "Yes." I said, "What's it called?" He said, "Dream City." I said, "Dear Lord, that's not a nudist colony. That's my church. We're going to bare our souls, but that's it." The day we opened our doors here at Life Austin Southwest, we doubled in size, and we've never looked back. Today, we are five congregations strong. We have a three-year-old called Life Austin Downtown, High Life Austin Downtown ACL. We have a two-year-old called Life Marble Falls. Hello, Marble Falls. And we have a five-month-old called Life Dripping Springs. Pastor Brock, Pastor Clint, Pastor Jesse, I love you. And for those of you who are our congregation online, watching behind screens all over the world, thank you for welcoming us into your heart. We want to announce today that our very next campus is already planned and coming to us Easter 2021. It is Life Austin Mueller. Right across from the Mueller campus. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to reach Central Austin. We have already come into agreement with a church there and its properties. We have a $6.5 million remodel that we're going to do on that beautiful campus to rebrand it and launch it. And here's the good news, everybody. We already have the $6.5 million sitting in an interest-bearing account. Isn't that great? Yeah. So Easter 2021, we're praying that's when we launch. The vision that we have here, you say, "I see all these campuses, and what is all this?" Well, we have a vision that is 10, 10, 20. 10 congregations in 10 years impacting 20,000 souls. That would be our prayer. The pace of that vision is set by the givers. We will never allow the vision to outpace the provision. So as God moves on your heart and transforms you and you begin to give, that's when we go establish more and more churches. You know, God has a family. It's called the church. And we've been doing this new series called Getting It Right. And Getting It Right is about leaning into the critical relationships that we have. We don't always get them right. And one of those that we sometimes get right and sometimes don't is the church family. This is what Jesus called it. He called it the church family. And like any family, you have good times and some bad times. You have a functioning family and you have a dysfunctioning family. But we've put the fun in dysfunctional. We have a good time. Getting it right is about your church family. A lot of you have never been really excited about a church family. Maybe you came from a place where it was just drudgery and misery and couldn't understand what they were saying. And Lord knows you can never use it in a practical way. But here at the Life Family, we put practical tools in your hand so you can do what God calls you to do when you leave this place. Getting it right. Your church family. Your spiritual family. And like any family, there are some ways to do it and some ways not to do it. Jesus said, "This is my church." Matthew 6 and 18, he said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." Everybody say, "My church."
My church.
This is not our church. This is Jesus' church. And he said, "The gates of hell will not conquer it." He said also that except the Lord build the house, those that build it labor in vain. There's a way to build this house. There's a way to build this family. And one of the things you'll do if you come to be part of us is you will worship with all my heart. You'll just make this declaration, "Lord, I worship with all my heart." Now, that's more difficult to do than you might think, because the culture tells us the spiritual part of who you are, not really that important. It's your portfolio, it's your body of work, it's how you look, it's who you're connected with, and so forth. All of that's important. But 1,000 years from right now, you will still be alive. Your body will go back to the ground, but your soul will be alive. Where? Well, that's why the family of God is so important. It is the only thing that deals with not only your health on earth, but what happens after your last breath on earth. We deal with eternity. And so we want you to get all the way in, not part of the way in. Worship with all my heart. Jeremiah 29 and 13, the prophet said, God speaking through him said, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." There's this passion where your attention is. Your passion flows where your attention goes. And if you will say, "God, I am really going to double down into my spiritual family this year," watch how God greens up every area of your life. We would pray for you that transformation would come to your life and your family's life. It happens from the inside out. We believe in the ACTS acronym, A-C-T-X, ACTS. We believe transformation comes to you when these three things happen. A, you awaken spiritually. C, you connect in an authentic relationship. And S, you serve your church and the community and world. Awakening happens at the Sunday morning service. That's what we're doing here this morning. You are feeling the presence of God. It is filling you and healing you and empowering you. Connect in authentic relationships, that's a life group. And then we want you to serve on a dream team in the church here, in the community here, and in the world beyond. There are movie critics, there are food critics, there are fashion critics. Actors pour their heart and soul into making a movie, and it starts with that director or somebody years and years before, and they put themselves through all kinds of things to make this movie, and they put it up there, and a critic sits up in the mezzanine taking notes, and then we'll write, "Not worth seeing. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your time." And I always think about all the lives that impacted with one movie critic. We believe them sometimes, don't believe them sometimes. There are food critics where a restaurant opens and this big dream that this couple had or owner had to put good food out there, critic will come and say, "Too salty, wasn't hot, service was terrible." And we read that. And so there are critics, fashion critics, and there are church critics. People who come to church and they take out a proverbial scorecard and say, music too loud. Preacher didn't preach tough enough. He too nice. Wasn't spoken to properly. Somebody got my seat. Somebody parked in my place, et cetera, et cetera. And it's like we are church critics. My child wasn't handled properly and all this stuff, never knowing that church family never was for you to be a critic. We are spiritual contributors, not spiritual consumers. This is not my church. This is your church. And this is God's church. So we give up things we love for things we love even more. Whatever God's heart is for, that's what our heart is for. We worship with all our heart. So let me ask you something. Financially, you love this church. If you had a situation that needed a pastor, you would probably call on me or one of the campus pastors. And yet you don't contribute here. There is no giving record for you. That doesn't work. That doesn't jive. There's some disconnect that transformation hadn't made it all the way into your heart. Serve the Lord with passion of all of your heart. Establish a giving record. Make it consistent. And as the Lord's blessed you, this economy is pretty fabulous, and first quarter's been pretty incredible. Remember God and His church. We also want you to get in, all in, on a dream team. Where can I serve? What can I do? We give up our money and we give up our time for things we love even more. The second thing for a church family to thrive is this is God's heart, and so we just say, I will use my relational equity to invite the lost. This is the call of God on our life. It was never for us to find a church that's good for me, good for my family, perfect. I like the way you do it. I don't go to sleep like I used to in other churches, good. And then we get comfortable and we sit. And the whole time, church really is a starving person finding bread and going to tell other starving people, here's where you can find it. Come here and have your heart transformed. So I will use my relational equity to invite the lost, or maybe they're not lost, maybe they're just de-churched. Church offended them, church hurt them, and they checked out. You're the connection to say to them, using your relational equity, these are your neighbors, people you work with, people you do life with, these are the people you invest your money, these are the people you work out with, your business partners, in the dorm room. These are people God puts you in line with to do life. And you have so much in common. There's this one more thing that I want you to do. I want you to use your relational equity to get people to your life-giving church. To reach people no one is reaching, we'll have to do things no one is doing. That's why we do crazy. We will do anything just short of breaking the law to get people here. And sometimes we've walked up to that line, and I think once or twice we actually crossed over it. Jesus said in Mark 16:15, go everywhere in the world and tell the good news to everyone. It's an everyone, everywhere good news. This gospel is so good. There shouldn't be an empty chair next to you that one of your friends or family members isn't sitting in. Use your relational equity to go after the lost or the de-churched or the unchurched. So I have this saying here, and it's called Give Me Five. Back in the day, we didn't do fist bumps and all that silliness. We actually gave each other five. Give me five. And we gave each other five. That was so much better than the fist bump and all that. I appreciate how it's evolved. But just give me five. What does that mean, give me five? Well, there's 52 Sundays in a year or so. You keep 47. You can have 47. You come, get your favorite spot, get your coffee. get in your spot and worship and serve. You get 47, give me five. Just give me five Sundays where you have a guest sitting beside you, a family member, a neighbor, somebody that does not know the Lord, has never experienced the presence of God in the way that you've experienced. Just give me five. Use your relational equity to get somebody in the chair next to you. And listen, we're going to give you so many ways to do that. My desire is to create irresistible opportunities to make inviting people so easy. He was on the Oprah show I don't know how many times. Eben Alexander, he's a neurologist, an atheist, an agnostic, who scoffed at the idea of afterlife, called it the dying brain and other things where people saw light, until he died. He died of a case of meningitis, went into a coma, and he had a near-death experience. Dr. Eben Alexander went to hell, a place he didn't believe existed, and he went there. And he describes it in detail, what it was like to be in hell. And in his torment, he cries out to a God he doesn't know, God, save me. A light comes and takes him out of hell, and then he comes back into his body. He is a near-death experience testimony. He wrote a book called Proof of Heaven. It sold 2 million copies, been on the New York Times bestseller list for a long time. He will be here March 8th. He will be at all of our campuses. An easy invite for you to say to your doctor, to the medical team, the nurses, I've got a bunch of doctors coming on that Sunday. You got to get here. You got to hear this. Don Piper was hit by a semi. He died. He flatlined. He had a near-death experience. He went to heaven. He wrote a book called 90 Minutes in Heaven. What did he see? What did he experience? He'll be here to tell you that. And then in late March, we're going to have the tabernacle here, a replica to size and scale of the Old Testament tabernacle. You say, is it the same one that the Israelites used with Moses? Not exactly the same one, but it is a replica. Y'all stay out too late last night. It's a replica of it to size and scale, including the altar, the laver of water, the showbread, the incense, the menorah. Then you go behind that heavy curtain, and there it is, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Wow, the Ark of the Covenant. It'll give you chills. I've got four rabbis and their congregations coming to walk it and look at it. An easy invite, whether your neighbor, coworker knows anything about the Old Testament or not, check this out. Come look at this, March 27th. And then on Mother's Day, we have this phenomenal lady. I don't know if you remember the Associated Press picture that won a Pulitzer Prize. It's that little girl and her brothers and sisters running down the street in Cambodia after they've been firebombed. They were in a church seeking cover, and a bomb dropped on them, and they're on fire, and they're running. You have to be of a certain age to remember this picture. How many remember it? There's people of a certain age right there. Well, she is 63 years old, and she has a story on forgiveness that will rock your world. On Mother's Day, we celebrate strong women. An easy invite. Give me five. Give me five. Just give me five. And watch us change some hearts. I think lastly, the Lord would have us, as we build his church, to love the capital C church. I don't know what kind of church you grew up in, but it's possible that you despise the church down the road. First Baptist couldn't stand the Church of Christ. The Methodists hated both of them. It was so wonderful how well we all got along. Then crazy Pentecostals, and then, you know, all this stuff. And it was just a religious war. Everybody hated each other. I thank God that I pastor in Austin, Texas. Those of you who are watching from other states, move. But only bring one car. I told one friend, we're going to build a wall around Austin and make California pay for it. Here at Life Family, we love the capital C Church. Oh, we love it. We love all the churches. Anybody lifting up the name of Jesus, that's my brother and my sister. That's why I'm happy to serve on a board with other pastors, 30 other pastors, and I tithe 10% of my time to that board. And the purpose of that board is the good news to the city we love, to the cities we love. And so we sit there and we strategize, what hook can we use? What hook can we use that someone would be curious to say, now what's that? Now what is that about? And so this church family, Life Family, is expending a lot of money, joining with other churches to touch every heart in Greater Austin three times, three touches. And it's called What's After ATX.org. How many of you have seen this billboard already? There's one coming near you. There's going to be radio and television. What's after ATX.org? What is that? It's sort of what I've been talking about. These people who didn't believe in an afterlife, never thought about it. When it ends here, it ends. And then they were propelled. Where is Kobe Bryant? Where is his beautiful daughter? Where are those seven other people? You know, life just breaks out on you sometimes, and you're just like, where are they? Is this it? If this is it, man, what a sad existence, because this world can be so sad. Oh, this is not it. This is just the dressing room for the Lord's place called eternity. And so with just a hook, we're telling people, what's after ATX.org? So all of us churches are going to be preaching on this and doing this together. And maybe we can move the needle just a little bit on the spirituality of the communities that we love. Lord Jesus, let it be. I cannot. Let this city be lost on my watch. I cannot let this city be lost on my watch until every woman, man, boy, and girl kneels at the foot of Calvary and gets blood soaked with the forgiving, redeeming power of Jesus Christ. We're going to go and we're going to grow and we're going to expand and we're going to launch churches as long as there is a lost person. Lord Jesus, thank you for 15 years and amazing people who believe this crazy vision. Come now by your Holy Spirit. Brood above this congregation, at our other churches, campuses, and all those watching online. Lord, I know that with this many people present, there's addictions that are raging. There are relationships fractured. There are people with mental health issues. There are people wondering, would this world be better off without me? All of this is within the sound of my voice, and I am powerless to do anything about it unless your Holy Spirit comes, not by might nor by power, but by your Holy Spirit, O Lord. Build my church, and I will fill it with my Spirit, and we will transform lives. Thank you, Jesus.